ActiveX controls enable many rich experiences on the web today. However, they may prevent you from having a good experience when viewing a web page. They can also impact your browser's performance, reliability, security, and your privacy. With ActiveX filtering, you can browse faster and with fewer distractions. You can choose which websites are allowed to use ActiveX controls, while all other sites cannot use them. Let's take a look at how ActiveX filtering works in the Internet Explorer 9 release candidate. You can enable ActiveX filtering through the Tools menu. While ActiveX filtering is on, it will block ActiveX controls from running on all internet websites. Let's see how it works on this web page. On this page, notice that ActiveX content is blocked from loading. An IE displays fallback content chosen by the website's developer. IE will not show prominent notifications prompting you to install or enable controls. Instead, IE displays an icon in the address bar to indicate that the controls have been filtered. You can turn off filtering for this website. Click on the icon to display the flyout window, and then select the option to turn off ActiveX filtering. After you take action, IE refreshes the page to ensure that all ActiveX content on the page loads properly. The icon on the address bar changes color to indicate that ActiveX is no longer filtered on this site. Other pages from this website, Microsoft.com, will also be allowed to display ActiveX content. After you finish viewing the content on this page, you can click on the icon to turn filtering back on for this site. There we go. You can repeat the same actions on other sites while preventing ActiveX controls from running everywhere else. Please try out this feature in the IE9 release candidate.